podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast with our host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. So today I'm going to talk about adversity and how you face it, how you face it with your players, how you face it on a day-to-day basis. But before we do that, big shout-out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. Nothing better out there. We own three of them. Hopefully, I think it's helped our effective field goal percentage. But go over and check it out. Mention any of our podcasts, and you'll get $450 off. Mention Coach Collins, anything like that. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking for a one-stop shop, if you're looking for basketball coaching, mentoring, and resources, we have a course in itself that's just new material. You can go and see all, won't be able to watch it or download any of it. You can just go see all the stuff we put over the last year. It's a lot of stuff, and we do it on a regular basis. And from a coach that's coaching. That's in the weeds with all of you. But let's head out to the podcast. So today I'm going to talk about adversity and kind of how we deal with adversity. I'm going to give you a little story about kind of how I show my players about adversity. So we were invited to a national tournament in Florida and decided to go, thought it was important to go for a team bonding thing. And we went, of course, and I think it was on the 26th of December. It was the 26th of December. We left at 4 a.m. out of Madison, drove to Milwaukee, drove to Chicago, Midway, which is a couple hours away, and had a 10:15 flight, I believe. Get there, get checked in, get through TSA easily, which should have been my first indicator, and are sitting at the gates, and maybe 20 minutes before the flight, canceled. So the bus that brought us down is not there anymore. The line is like 300 yards. It's crazy how long the line got very quickly. But found out they had rebooked us for January 4th. And our flight was leaving December 26th. So we had options at that point. We had options of panicking. We had options of canceling. I talked through all these options with my team because I think that communication is important, and could kind of see it in their eyes. I told them about, that's 10 o'clock. By about 1 o'clock, I said, guys, I don't know what we're going to do. I think we might just have to go home. We might not be able to play these games. And I could just see the disappointment in their faces and their eyes. So we spent the next 4 hours. They were laying around. We spent the next 4 hours finding a bus that would take us from Midway to the Villages, which is Central Florida around Orlando. And we knew we had to leave by about 7 p.m. if we were going to make and get around Atlanta and all that. We're going to make a, 5 o'clock tip off. So did it. They had two drivers. We were able to get down there. And just before, literally arrived there an hour and 20 minutes beforehand, our luggage was already in Orlando when we were on the bus. Went on a different plane. Was already down there before we jumped on the bus. So some nice people from the Villages were able to get it over, transfer it over, get it to the Villages. And so we got there. We literally had like an hour and 23 minutes or something. Got in the gym, ran around a little bit, walked into the gym where we were playing, and there was 14 minutes on the clock, and it was already ticking down. So only time in my 35-year coaching career I hadn't talked to my team. Only time that I wasn't able to, talk about the opponent, get them ready for the opponent, anything like that. And did a show? Yes, we ended up getting our butts kicked badly. But the adversity was, did we learn something? The adversity was, what did we take away from that obstacle? And I'm telling you, when we came back to Wisconsin, we ended up losing a couple other ones. One we probably should have won, but ended up losing a couple other games. And when we came back from that trip and started playing teams in our state, the point of emphasis for me was, first of all, you've done the hardest thing you're ever going to do as far as basketball goes. Because we had to jump back on the bus and go for another 18-19 hour bus trip. So the adversity caused the relationships to build, caused our team to become closer, caused our team to feel some things that they hadn't felt. And I know I've talked about this before, but I just thought it was really important to, you know, before we jumped on this trip, we had them fill out a sheet and say, who did you want to room with? You know, John would say he wanted to room with Therese or whatever it was. And because we have 14 players on our team, how, you know, what and how are we going to deal with that adversity? And I wanted to see how they would pick it. Well, we didn't room them with any of the people on those lists. We didn't room John with Therese. We picked them and made them room with someone else because we wanted them to sit outside of their comfort zone, because it is that growth mindset. It's that failure. It's that adversity that makes you grow. And I think, that's what happened in this obstacle with us and the team facing, you know, 36 hours on a bus or more than that on a bus. We came back a better team. We came back better friends. We came back better, facing things that were hard. And I think that's an important thing to remember when you're coaching at any level. It's like, so what do you do with the obstacle? What do you do with the obstacle in practice? What do you do with the obstacle in the parents? What do you do with the obstacle in the community? How you face that, how you tackle that, I think is an important growth, for both you as a coach. So hopefully this helped. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.